This is a previously recorded episode.
This show is broadcasting live from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. For more information about the show or our network, please visit www.podcastdetroit.com.
Hey, Chell.
Hey, Stacey.
How was your week?
It's been good. I mean, it's all right. Yeah.
Just all right?
I mean, I was on vacation last weekend, so this week has been not vacation.
Well, just remember, you're more useful than the lifeguard at the Olympic swimming pool. Because that's a position.
That's a job.
Just play that trick. I'm single. I'm single. I'm single. Why? You're so fabulous.
Yeah, I'm single. Ready to mingle. Yeah, I'm single. These are the reasons why I'm single.
Hey, guys, it's Chelsea.
And Stacey.
And this is Reasons Why I'm Single.
Oh, my gosh.
Episode 9.
What up, 9? What is that in Spanish?
Nueve?
Ocho, nueve, yeah, nueve.
Wow. Whoa.
Whoa. Okay.
Look at that. Pulled that out.
I see you, Diego.
Yeah.
Damn it. I got you. Shout out to Jess, the
Hola,
beautiful.
Hola, Jess.
I love these girls. Estes. Jess, the beautiful sound engineer that is guiding this ship.
She's guiding this ship today.
I don't know why I said ship.
I
wanted to say aircraft.
I think we do aircraft more often than not.
That's true.
Stace, have you been watching the Olympics?
Oh, my gosh. Who has not been watching? In the Olympics.
Okay, I don't have cable, so I've been like just clicking on all the links.
I mean, that's what I do. Like when I take a break at work, I'm just like, oh my goodness, we got a medal. We didn't get a medal. Like freaking out. Oh my god. But let me just say, I have stepped up my workout game since watching the Olympics.
You know, I saw somebody posted it on Facebook, and they were like, because you watch everybody, and you're like, suddenly you become this like epically critical person, like, oh, she took her foot out during the vault. Like, how dare you? And I feel like they just need a normal person to just do it so that there's a baseline for everyone else's excellence. Like, they're in the Olympics. They're amazing.
Simone Biles is a world-renowned champion. And did you see, when they had interviewed her, she said that she had a huge crush on Zac Efron?
I saw the clickbait and I didn't click on it.
It was like, side note, I'm new to the term clickbait.
That's so much fun. I love it.
We try really hard on our Facebook to get you to click on it.
I'm just
do it.
But yeah, so they surprised her. Like Zac Efron, he said that he was on his couch watching the Olympics. He's like, I need to go down there. Like, this is amazing.
He went down there.
So then NBC, they got in contact with him. They're like, hey, do you mind like being a surprise for Simone Biles
That's
and the rest
amazing.
Of the girls? So they are these world renowned athletes.
Right.
They are these amazing like women. Well, girls.
They're girls.
They're like 19. And so, like, you know, they're talking about you.
Girl
oh,
power.
Yeah. I'm very, woo. They're like, oh, yeah, we're very, you know, just, we're so thankful for this opportunity, blah, blah, blah. And then he walks in, they're like, ah! And they're just like,
and they become
themselves.
Girls.
It was
so much.
That's why it was so great, because it's just like, they're girls. These
right.
are girls.
Right.
And it was so cute. So then Simone Biles, she's taking like a selfie of like him and her, and he kissed her on the cheek. She's like, oh, it was so adorable.
That's
it was
fantastic.
So cute.
Do you know what I loved? I love the swimming.
Yeah.
So
Katie
oh
Ledecky.
My gosh. Katie Ledecky.
Oh.
Do you know who else I love? The little chick from China. Did you see? Okay.
No.
Because I only see the little snippets. Apparently China like fell in love with her this Olympics.
Oh,
but she
pigeons.
Didn't realize the speed that she had done, and it was her personal best. So she's doing this interview and they're like in obviously in Chinese, but they're
Correct.
Talking about it and they're like and they're she's like, oh my gosh, 5.85, whatever it was, and she's like, oh, are you kidding? Like
oh.
and she just gets like so excited. She's like, I thought it was this. Oh my god, it was so great. And then so she qualified. She didn't even
That's
realize
awesome.
She was going to. So they're like, what are you looking forward to in the next one? She goes, no, I'm just happy I qualified. That's like fantastic.
That's
and,
awesome.
And then like the next one they did the finals, she went through and I don't know how she did because again, just a little snippet.
That's real.
But they were doing the interview afterwards and she was like, people were loving it because she was so open about
yeah!
her lady business.
Yes!
It was
amazing.
Like, she's like, I was just feeling really tired and weak because I was on my period. But I'm fine. It's not an excuse or anything. And I was yes!
Yes!
You girl power,
you.
Man.
I read an article and they're saying in China it's very taboo to talk about
mm-hmm.
it. And they call it that. don't talk about
so
that.
So she just broke she's down like, all sorts of doors.
I'm with these Americans, and they don't hold anything back. Have you seen their tabloids? They're a hot
mess. Have you seen their tampon commercials? I'm just
who's the one? Oh, it was just like, oh, and it just comes in the nicest box.
It's just the most beautiful box. Oh, it's crazy.
I was like, I just can't handle this.
All right. So our show is brought to you today by Thrivent Financial.
Oh, I love you, Thrivent.
We love Thrivent Financial. We're super happy that they're supporting us and that you guys are supporting them. If you have questions, feel free to give them a call. Thrivent Financial is pleased to support Reasons Why I'm Single. While others see money as a goal, Thrivent sees it as a tool for serving your family and community. For more than a century, Thrivent has helped more than 2.3 million members make financial decisions that reflect their values while also helping them live generously. Find out more by contacting Don Lyon or Pat Klenner at 586-773-7596. Thrivent Financial, connecting you and your finances for good.
Fantastic.
Do you know what time we've come to, Stacey?
I think so.
It's time for the fake name letter of the day.
So I'm going to reach my delicious manicured fingertip.
You know what? You two have really pretty nail polish. Ooh, look at you've got the trendy nail. Trendy nail is when the ring finger is a different color.
Yes, and it's got like glitter in it, and it's gold. Okay.
So did you go get that done, or did you do that yourself?
I did it myself.
Because you know, if you go to get your nails done and you have glitter polish on, the manicurist always hates it because glitter polish is so hard to get
It's
off.
Ridiculous. I have a solid, I would say, I have at least two coats of glitter.
So you walk
here
in and you'll be like, oh, I need a manicure. I have polish to remove. And they look and they see the glitter and they just hate you.
It's the truth. Like, my fingernails have been so long lately. I promise you. Like, I wanted to paint them this weekend. I didn't get around to it. So Monday I was just like, dear God, because he hears all of our prayers. I'm like, please, do not let me break a fingernail like before all day before I paint polish these. Because if you break one, then it just looks bad. So they lasted. Oh, yeah. But even when I'm typing at work, I'm like, oh, gosh, I can't uneven hit the right letter.
All right, Stacey. Speaking of letters, pick up that letter. Pick out one letter.
Oh, goodness. You should have seen the way she looked at me. I'm a little threatened. All right, let's scoop in here. We have... Ooh, C.
I don't like my name. Oh my gosh. That's...
I was going to say, like, yes, it's Spanish.
It's a Spanish show, guys.
Yeah.
All right, so the thing. So, all right.
So, Chels, can you give us some examples of names that start with the letter C?
Well, there's the Chiquita Banana.
Oh, Chiquita.
Chiquita. I don't know if that's actually a name, but we're going to go with it.
Why not? I'll give it to my fifth born.
We can also go with four. Chester.
Oh, is he a... Oh.
Do never not go with I'm the not, rhyming word.
Nope, not at all. He is saved. He is one of God's children, as we all are. I'm just saying.
We could do, like, Clarissa. Like Clarissa Explains It All.
Oh, I don't remember how that theme song goes.
Neither do I.
Oh, I just remember, so like, her best friend, like, climbed up a tree.
He climbed the ladder. He put a ladder up to
her
room.
It was a ladder.
And she had hubcaps all over the one side of her room. I was just...
Wow.
Yeah, I really related to her.
Clearly, I didn't want it, I'm just saying.
And her best friend's name was Sam. And I'm sorry, my parents would have killed me. If, like, same thing with Dawson's Creek.
Right, with, like, Joey. Like,
Joey just climbs a ladder up to her best friend. No.
Unacceptable.
My parents would have killed me.
Ditto. Just you can't. My mom was, even if you were grown, I'm talking like 40 years old with health insurance, if you were if there was a man and a woman.
If you don't have health insurance, it's debatable.
I stole that from a friend named Brian. What up, Brian? He was just, we were talking about people making bad decisions. He's like, they knew better. They're grown. Like, have health insurance grown. It was amazing. But, yeah, if you were 40 years old and if you're staying in my parents' house, you did not sleep in the same bedroom unless you were married.
I mean, that...
And I'm going to be that parent
that
as well.
I get it. I don't... It's my house. I don't want... I just don't want it.
Not at all.
I understand
not at all
that you are adults and you probably do what you need to do. Not here.
Right? No. Don't take your sin onto my sheets
in my
house.
As the person that I am, I feel like... It would probably be frustrating to not, if I were living with someone, to not sleep with them. Like,
that's real.
But I understand and can respect that decision.
True. That's why, like, before I get married, I cannot live with the person. If I'm going to wait until marriage, because, okay, if we were to be, let's suppose that I am living with dude, and let's say he has the same, like, clear cut boundaries as me. Oh, his name will be Caesar. And so let's say we're living together, but he's just like, no.
We get way too much amusement out of that bell.
And let's say he has clear-cut boundaries and he will not touch me or anything like that because I want to wait until I'm married. The crazy woman part of me will be like, oh, so you live with this deliciousness and you don't even want it?
See, so, like, it's my choice, but you should at least fight for me.
Exactly. You should be like, oh, you going to take a shower? Let me go outside and mow the lawn because you're going to be fine. And
at least you can admit, though, the fact that that's the crazy woman part
yeah,
of you.
Definitely.
We all have that, like, for sure.
It's the truth. Some people wear it on their sleeve, and it is their sleeve, and it's a little scary. But
sometimes that sleeve's scary.
Right. So, but no, I can't live with them because
then
I'm
just. We all have a little crazy woman up in us.
It's true. Because then he'll just be pissed the whole time. And that it'll just be like, oh, so you're just fine sleeping by yourself. You don't even want to sneak over to where I'm at because you're just cool. You just, and you ain't even tempted.
See, but then he's going to be like, you don't want to.
Exactly. And I'm like, this isn't the time for you to make sense. Crazy. Just,
I'm so excited. You know, we have a guest today.
We do.
We do.
Oh my goodness.
I'm so excited. Do. And I just can't hide it.
So, I don't see anyone in the studio.
No, we're going to have a phone guest.
Hey, phone guest.
She's calling in from the other side of the country.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. California.
Knows how to party.
Yeah.
California.
What was the other? Oh,
knows
what was
how
the
to
show?
Party.
Do you remember
yes,
the OC?
What you do.
Do you remember the OC?
I never
California
watched that show.
Here we come right back where we started
I don't
from
know.
California.
Do you know what? My roommates, my suite mates in college, or my second year in college, they loved that show. They had a poster. Do people in college still have posters?
That is a good question because I don't even know why. No, I
if
do know why.
If you're in college and you're listening, first off, hey.
Hey.
Secondly, throw us a tweet. And be like, yes, I do have a poster, or no, that's lame.
Side note, do you remember the singer Tweet? She did the one song, oops, there
Hang
goes
on, we got to tell them our Twitter handle.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
At Why I Am Singles.
Plural.
Yes.
Because like craft singles, you can never have just one.
But yeah, no. Okay, sorry. Monica, Tweet?
No. Tweet, the singer Tweet. We were talking about Monica earlier.
We were talking about Monica earlier.
What was the song? I would cross the ocean for you. I would go and bring you the moon.
Okay, so here's the reason we brought this song up, and it took me a little bit to bring it up. I'm going to throw this out there while we're waiting for our guest to call in.
Yay.
I had a friend of mine who wanted to ask out this boy, and we were outside.
What was your friend's name?
Oh, my friend's name? Her name was Cheyenne.
Reba.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, Reba, that's a good
Such
show.
Such a good show.
I love when they open the office in the garage, and every time
the files go everywhere.
It's the garage door, and every time the files go, and he's got this big sign that says, do not hit the button. Right. Whenever somebody's mad at him, they just hit the button.
Right, dang it, Kira.
It's fantastic. No, so I had a friend. No, mind you, I was 13. She was 15. She liked this boy. We were at a party. Like, it was a party. My family was there. And she goes, listen, I really like this guy, and I want to ask him out, but I've got, it's really too quiet for me to ask him out. So can you just stand, like, 15 feet away from us and sing that Monica song? So I'm a good friend, man. I'm a good friend.
Side note. If you ever want to know what an epic wing woman is like.
Thank you.
Right here.
I am actually a fantastic wing woman. I can't flirt for my own self.
You and me both.
To save my life.
You
but
and me both.
I can walk up to anybody and get them to get somebody else their phone number.
Truth.
I mean, as long as there's something there.
Right?
But
I went to a delicious meetup sponsored by IT and the D.
Hey, IT and the D.
What up? Yes. I went to their meetup. And so I'm
How
going
was it? Was
there.
It good?
Yeah,
I didn't
it was
go.
Really good.
I feel bad. I
no,
didn't
it's okay.
Go.
It was for people that are within the IT field. What up?
I'm
so,
not.
I mean, I don't do anything technical, but I work at a venture builder that has a lot of developers. So just going there to scope out some local talent. The place was packed. It was amazing. But where was I even going with that story?
I don't know.
Me neither. Where? What? So back to
Monica. So Wing Woman, yes. Wing I went woman. By myself. My coworker was supposed to go with me, so it was just me. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm awful by myself. I need like someone there with me.
I need the bounce off.
Right? Oh.
Like, I'm just going to leave these two people alone. No.
No.
Wait. It's going to go back. So bad. Right? So I think things are funny and they're not funny.
You
my
both.
Brain just stops. You guys think that it's, and guys have told me, they're like, no, 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 no. Girls, like, the girls, I can't talk to girls. I'm like, no, no, no. Girls can't, I can't talk to guys at all.
Man.
Now, mind you, I get to have fantastic conversations with guys that I am not interested in.
Correct.
So if you're like, if you know me and you're like, we have great conversations, Chelsea, well, we're just friends.
So, it's great for you. And thank you for affirming that my personality is phenomenal. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Just saying.
Do you know that people are going back to school already? Colleges are going back to school. I feel like our question about posters is pretty,
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's maybe not. It's might
well, my
be
cousins
really
that are in high school, they started like, what? Well, they're down south, but they started like last week and 2 weeks ago.
You know what, though? I think that summer vacation.
But they got out early.
As I get older, I think summer vacation is too darn long and kids need to just go back.
Well, now that we're adults and we realize we're going to have children, and it's just like, wait, so I need to find provisions for you for 3 months?
Freaking months? Yeah.
And
no.
I don't even know if they'll educate you. You're just going to be sitting there on your freaking device, and I need you to learn social skills. I'm just saying. I wonder if I'm going to be that old school parent. Like, just keep all of these things intact. No cell phones at the dinner table. You are going to look at people and have delicious conversation with them. I need you to
delicious
not be,
food too.
I'm just saying, Mama Bear throws down. So does Papa Bear, if I'm being honest.
But my favorite, I'm gonna circle back.
You better circle.
So there I am in. She had a very big backyard. It was a newer subdivision, and she's back in the corner of it. There wasn't a fence, and she's talking to this guy, and I'm standing facing the other direction because I don't want to be like staring at them while they're potentially like going out, because you know that's what it was. And I'm just standing there like next to a field singing freaking Monica, like, I will cross the ocean for you. And then I turn and she's just making out with this guy, and I'm like, should I keep singing? I'm not sure. Hey, Jess.
Yep.
Hey.
Sorry about that. We had power issues in the other room with the laptop.
No.
So it took me a second to go ahead and fix that and run in here.
No.
So
is everything okay?
Yep. Good now.
We lost. Everybody's listening to us now. Welcome. No.
Oh, you ladies have a caller.
What?
Exciting.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh my goodness. You know Stacey knows them.
Listen, I don't have strangers on here, okay? I only have delicious people that I know. The person that we are talking to right now, let me tell you about her. She is this wonderful artist, curator. I'm talking like renowned, like she's got contracts. I'm just saying. She is a writer, a wife, a mother, and she is also the lover to my brother. It's my sister-in-law.
I love it.
To my brother. Oh,
she has to use that term. My goodness.
I have two brothers, and I will never use that term.
It's beautiful.
It's gross. It never happened. The baby just appeared.
Just appeared. No, no, that's good.
Oh, hi. What's your name?
Hi. Well, my name is Angela.
Hi, Angela. We're so
Angela Bryan. Yes, to be exact.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yes. Heck yeah.
And I'm thrilled to be talking to my sister and her friend.
Yay. We're so excited.
Yay. So, my delicious Angela, first of all, thank you so much for calling
in. Thank you so much.
Of course. Are you kidding me? I'm a stay-at-home mom. I put this on my calendar like 3 weeks ago.
She's organized. This
like,
is why she gets contracts.
The joy and excitement of my life.
So, Angela, usually we do a little icebreaker with our guests called Two Truths and a Lie.
Dun, dun, dun.
Would you be prepared to play this little ditty with us?
Absolutely.
Yay! I'm very excited.
So you just give us two truths and a lie, and we have to try to figure out.
We'll do our darndest to figure out which one's the lie. I am awful at this game, by the way.
Yeah, so I've heard the show. You're kind of... No, I'm kidding.
Thank you
You're
for your
great.
Support.
You just give people the benefit of the doubt.
I know, right? I'm like, I just want to believe in you. terrible liar, so
me
maybe
too.
That's it.
That's
our, good. That's
right?
A good
it's a good
trait.
Attribute.
Yeah.
Just maybe yeah. not for this.
Just
no.
saying.
All right, give it to us.
Okay, here we go. I was once featured on The Oprah Show.
Oh my God, that's amazing!
She is a big deal.
My favorite color is Viridian green.
Oh.
And finally, when I was a teenager, I wanted nothing more than to be a fly girl on In Living Color when I grew up.
Everybody wanted to be a fly girl.
I thought that was like my
no
destiny.
I am telling you, like, if that I feel like if that show were on still, people would still be like, I don't even care about the rest of the show, I just want to be a fly girl.
I mean, I know I'm fly.
Dancing before shows.
Heck,
in general.
Yes.
I have to say, even though I know you, these are hard.
No, these okay,
these are hard. I tried.
No,
you succeed.
Oh man. Okay, so you're an artist. So I feel like...
I am an artist.
I feel like you could potentially pick any color and just lie to me.
Side note, one time I was describing a color to her and I said, it's green. She goes, okay, I know what family it is, but I still don't know what shade it is.
It's true. You got me in the door. Now please direct me to where we're supposed to go. It's
am I in the fridge? Am I in the microwave? Where am I? It all
if we could just break
food.
It down to hue,
yeah,
I would
right.
really, really be able to put this thing together.
I love
together.
That hue is just part of your vocabulary. I love you.
Okay, I don't, I just so want you to have been featured on Oprah, but I think, I know, she just laughs, she's like, you are terrible at this game. I don't know.
I'm going to let you pick first, Chelsea, and then I'll pick a
remainder. I don't think that you were featured on Oprah. I really want you to have been, though.
All right, I'm going to go with... This is tough. I'm between the other two. I'm going to go with that color, because what is it?
Viridian green?
Viridian? I wanted to say meridian. A Viridian green. I'm going to say Viridian green is not your favorite color.
All right.
Drum roll.
All right, tell us. Which one's the lie?
My sister knows me. What the heck? Viridian green is a beautiful color, but it's not my favorite because
see?
I love all colors.
What is, oh, look at loophole. Didn't
loophole.
I should have gone with my, I should have gone. Okay, tell me about Oprah.
Oh, well, she's taller than you think.
Really?
And she's all business. She is
I
all
believe
business.
That. I believe that.
I was featured on there because I was working at a gallery where at the time the owner was just turning 40 and we were all reading Eat, Pray, Love.
Nice.
And she had this big old party at the gallery and then they loved our little video. So they invited us to come on and they ended up putting a clip on the show and we were invited to see it live. It was pretty fun.
That's amazing.
Listen, when I say we have a celebrity in the family.
I'm so upset. I'm so upset that I chose it as the lie. I wanted it to be true.
Yeah, I know. You wanted it so bad.
Oh, I wanted it so bad that it was.
And I was torn between the other two because, Angela, you were a dancer when you were in college, correct? You're on the dance team?
I do, yeah. I did enjoy the dance.
Everybody wanted to be a fly girl. Like, everybody.
Right?
Everybody.
As I was saying it, I was like, oh, this is silly. You guys are not that much younger than me. You remember the show. See, if I said that to some of these new millennials, they'd,
right,
be,
they'd
like,
be like, what?
Now, what is that show?
What is that?
Hang on, let me Google.
Was that a video? Was that a webcam?
Is that on So You Think You Can
Dance?
Is that
on YouTube? Is that on YouTube? Is it something to do with, like, flies?
And are they all females? So they call them fly girls.
They just wouldn't even call it. So we know
meanwhile,
that you're happily
I'm like, why
married.
Is the Snapchat a ghost?
Yes.
I don't understand.
You know what? The only thing I use Snapchat for is my beautiful little niece loves the little dog face.
Aww.
And so she'll sit in my lap and we'll put that on. And then she just opens her mouth and lets the tongue from the dog face come up the whole time. It just makes her super happy. So that's all. I'm like, anytime she's really upset, I'm like, do you want the puppy?
Because you're not getting a real one, okay? We're not there yet.
I took her to the zoo, and everything was a puppy. Like, the bear. She's like, hi, puppy.
Aww.
I'm like, it's a bear, honey.
That's pretty cute.
Right.
My Alex says rawr for everything.
Oh,
which,
that's
you know,
amazing.
I don't make it too hard on him. I'm like, what's the lion say? Rawr. What was the tiger? Rawr. And I'm like, what does the bear say? I mean, I don't know. I've never been up close and personal.
Like, I hope I never am.
I feel like in all the movies, it's pretty close to a roar. I could attempt to do it right now, but I feel like that's going to get weird.
You're hilarious. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So,
we know that you're happily married.
Yay.
And, I am.
But we would love to hear a story from before.
When you were single.
From before. Well, I already texted Stacey and I was like, I hope it's not too weird if I tell a story that is not of your brother.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I said I would prefer.
Yeah, I think I would prefer not your brother.
Yeah.
Right? Right? Like he stuck his tongue down my throat. No, gross. Oh, no, my brother does not do those things.
No,
are you disappointed?
Well,
no.
At least that's what I'm supposed to tell you.
Oh, my God. Earmuffs. Someone put these on mute.
All right, so tell us, what is your date's name?
Oh, by the way.
The fake name letter of the day is C, by the way.
C. So with C in mind, let's just call him Curtis.
Ooh! Curtis!
I feel like we like the names and then we hate the story.
It's so bad! So then whenever I see a Curtis, get away from me.
Curtis! Someday I'm gonna have to name a child, and this show is just gonna ruin it.
Right.
Actually, you should just keep track of it because
yeah, right.
You know,
it's real.
It's harder than you think sometimes.
Right.
So.
No, that's real. I get that.
So tell us about Curtis.
So Mr. Curtis and I had been dating for a very short time. I would say 3 weeks, and
okay.
It was college. So. You know, in college years,
that's
like,
super serious.
Oh, I might see you randomly
in between classes.
In the rec room,
exactly.
You know. It's not like you're spending every night. It's
no.
Not grown-up dating
exactly.
Where you're like, oh, let us go out to a film and dinner.
Right,
so,
and buy things.
Everyone's studying, right. So we've only been dating for a few weeks. I knew him, but, you know, not super well.
Right.
And there was a party coming up. It was Halloween.
Hey.
And if you know anything about art majors, they freaking love Halloween parties.
I'm not an art major, but I feel you. I'm a makeup artist. I love Halloween.
That's an artist.
Yeah. But it's a complete excuse to dress up as like some random abstract character. Like my friend did my favorite. She came to school one time and she had like a slice of bread stuck on her and some noodles and some other stuff, and I was like, what in the world are you? And she goes, Ange, I'm the scariest thing of all, I'm a carb. Like, oh my god, freaking art people.
Oh my god, that's fantastic.
So, yeah,
she's not
we're
lying.
Creative and scary.
creative and scary. There's a healthy medium.
And I thought, you know what? It's been 3 weeks. Why not? Let's introduce him to some friends.
Yeah.
He's cute. I kind of like him.
Okay.
And I said, let's go to this party. Let's do it. So I invited him to this party. And at the same weekend, I had some friends coming up from Ferris. Oh, can I say Ferris?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Ferris. You know,
oh, yeah.
Ferris. Okay.
Future sponsor.
Okay. What up, you
Ferris?
Can say anything. We have
okay.
Podcast Detroit has all of the legal broadcasting rights, so we're good.
Yes. Bless up.
So I had a couple of friends coming up.
What
and
were their
they
names?
Were going to hang out with us for the weekend, and it happened to be two friends from high school. Their
nice.
Names were, let's just say, Cullen and Christopher.
Look at you! You're on
your
point!
Killing it. All right. Killing it. Guest of the week.
So, you know, Cullen comes up and he's got Christopher, and they come up and he's got this new Mustang and everything.
Nice.
And, you know, we're this is perfect. We're going to go in style. Me and my friends and my roommate.
Nice.
And then I invited Curtis to come, and he was going to bring his friend, Clifford. So
you're
Curtis
so good at this
Clifford.
Game.
I host the show and I suck at the fake name letter of the day.
We literally sit here and go, I mean, you've heard the show, you know.
So we all get dressed up. We're all ready to go. We get there and it's a great party. Everyone's having a good time, you know. And I was having a little too good of the time.
Of course.
I lost track of Curtis.
Oh, no.
All I know is that I was upstairs.
Okay.
And Curtis was somewhere downstairs, and I was in another world. I was a flapper, so I was really testing out the fringe.
Look at you.
You know, the fringe on my dress.
Oh, my God. As soon as you're fringe on a dress or a vest or anything, you just want to spin.
Exactly. Now, try doing that when you're slightly buzzed. It's a feeling. So I think I was probably doing that for about 20 minutes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So pretty.
Did you see my dress, guys? Let me spin for you. They're like, yes, we saw your dress.
See it again.
Yeah, just watch this. Just watch this with my red cup in hand. And I look around, and then all of a sudden, Carrie, let's just call her Carrie, she comes up to me, a little art friend of mine,
nice.
And she says, hey, I think you should come downstairs. Your friend Curtis, I think he's your friend. Is he your boyfriend? Whatever. He is downstairs, and you should probably check on him. And I was
okay,
let me go down there and make sure that he's not embarrassing me.
Right?
In front of the new friends that I just introduced him to. So I get downstairs, and Curtis comes running up to me, and he's all out of breath. You gotta try this. This is the best drink ever.
Oh no.
I'm like, oh great. He's
you never drink the punch.
Oh no.
You bring your own stuff. You don't drink the punch.
Exactly. And apparently he was kicking back these things that we called Bahama Mamas.
Oh.
They were a red concoction served in basically a test tube.
Oh, no.
Which should have been my cue right there to, you know, run away.
Right.
Should have been his cue to run away. But he comes running up to me with one of these little Bahama Mamas.
And he's so excited.
Goes, oh, my goodness. You got to try this. It's the best drink ever. And I was like, I think I'm good.
Nice.
You know, I'm like turning it down. And he goes, okay. And he goes to drink, and I was like, no, I'll take it, I'll try it, because I don't need him getting any more
drunk that's real.
Than he already is. So I take it, and, you know, things calm down, people are kind of looking at me like, oh, that's who you brought to the party?
Oh, it's
and
not a reflection
I'm like,
of me.
It's okay, he was just having a good time.
Right.
Fast forward to going home, we did have a sober friend who was driving.
That's good. Very good.
Shout out to sober friends. We're out
yes,
here.
Yes, that's always the bonus.
Yes.
So, I decided that it'd be best if Curtis rode with his friend that he came with, you
nice.
Know, Clifford. Because
so
Clifford
good.
Had an old dirty truck, and Colin
pukes,
had a brand new Mustang,
just
and
saying.
I didn't see his thing at home because he hadn't thrown up yet.
Oh.
Yeah. Nope.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so you got it. Middle of the night, we're going down the dirt road and back roads by Grand Valley. And
what
we had
Grand
to pull
Valley.
Over, and we see the brake lights ahead of us. And I'm like, what's going on? And Colin runs out of the side of the truck and barfs on the side of the road.
Oh, no. 3 weeks in.
And it's done.
It happened. And, you know.
So you dated for a while.
You know how you like introduce your friends?
Yeah.
You, and you're like, yeah. And I remember just my friend, we were pulled over.
He's
you
like,
know,
really?
Nothing but
this
headlights
guy?
On Curtis.
Right, because it's a spotlight.
Barfing. Yeah. He's like, you sure about this guy? And I'm like, oh.
Like,
oh
at the moment,
that
not
happened.
Really.
Right? So, a few things that it made me think of. So, number one, out of, like, the few people that I have, like, dated, like, you know, hey, we're in a relationship or whatever, dated, I've only brought one home to my parents because I'm just like, this one's, like, clean cut, like, passes everything. The other ones I knew were ratchet, and it just would have been pointless. Number two.
You gotta leave the riffraff at home. Right? You don't bring them home.
Number two, I was so nervous. So when you were saying it was a Halloween party, I'm like, oh, was it like, did they lie and it wasn't a costume party? Because one time my friend, we will call her Cassidy,
we went to a party, and so it was her friends, and she showed me the like Facebook invite, and it was just like, oh, you know, it's just gonna be real, you know, real chill. It's just gonna be hip hop in 40s, and we're like, oh my goodness. And so Cassie, she was just like, I'm gonna dress up as a rapper, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm gonna be your video hoe. So
oh my gosh.
We go there. It was before I was saved. So we go there, open the door. No one has a costume on.
No, and that is not fair.
And we're looking at everything. They're just like, yeah, meaning we're going to play hip hop music and drink 40s.
Oh. I was like, no.
So you have two options for that.
You can either just like,
right.
leave subtly as possible, or you can just own it.
Oh, I owned it.
Then pass me my 40.
I owned it. I was like, listen, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Two things that'll change your life, Jesus and squats. I hadn't fully accepted Jesus at that point, but squats were on point.
Squats.
So I owned those shorts that night.
They're like, what video are you from, girl?
Name it. I was in the background. No, it's fine. It paid under the table.
Okay, I have a couple questions.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, one, what did Curtis look like on his own, like not in costume? What did he look like? Paint me a picture. I always want to know.
Paint you a picture.
She can do that. She's a professional.
I'm going to get a picture in the mail. It's going to be real weird. No.
You have to remember now, I was an art student.
Right.
So I was not, you know, I couldn't have been featured on a reality show myself. I mean, there were certain things you had to do as an artist. And one of them was, you know, my signature blue eyeliner.
Nice.
And the fact that I always wore man pants from the thrift store.
This
was my uniform, you know. So this young man was, you know, very attractive, but he always wore Hawaiian shirts.
It's totally that time.
Is this secretly my brother?
Oh my God.
This is totally your brother.
I knew it! I knew it! Oh my gosh, I knew it!
Your brother got wasted and puked!
Oh my gosh! No!
Oh my God, spoiler alert! Oh, that's fantastic! You don't even have to tell me what he looked like.
Wait
I know exactly
a
what he looked like.
No. Oh my!
I didn't even tell you about the afro part!
Oh my
gosh! Oh, give it
my
away.
Gosh!
What did he dress up as for Halloween?
Oh!
He was too cool to dress up.
You're never too cool to dress up for a Halloween party. Get on board.
But people already thought he was dressed up because he wore Hawaiian shirts.
They're like what is he, Magnum P.I.? I don't understand.
I'm not even joking, but you're just like, he was just like, hey, you gotta try this. I'm like, oh, that reminds me of my brother. I was like, oh, no, it's not my brother. Kept it moving. But no. You plant liquor.
Oh, why did you do Bahama Mamas, they are like bright red. They're just like fruit punch. Y'all know how much you love fruit punch.
If we have learned anything from this show, from the first episode when our guest talked about pooing himself.
Right.
And from this one where you're talking about
puking.
This guy puking, like
very visually.
If that is God's match for you, like
you make it through.
It's gonna happen.
Okay.
Oh my
God. Sometimes you gotta look past the disasters. And you know.
Oh
now I'm in the
word.
Family way again with number two. Same dude.
Oh my
God. I tell you.
Gosh.
I can't believe he was too cool to dress up. I love Halloween.
You know,
so I do not understand that at all. People who are like, oh no, I just didn't feel like it. I'm like, what do you mean?
Okay, so
it's a license.
Okay, so here's oh my goodness, I'm so torn right now.
It's your day to let the freak flag fly.
You probably want no more questions.
This show is over. Good day. I'm
like
so torn right now.
Like, you're a bunch of clinking.
Right? Because I want to be like, oh come on, you. What do you mean you're too good to dress up? I'm like, wait, that's my brother. No. So then in my mind, I'm like, you know what? He's a theater major. He's done a ton of commercials. He dresses up for a living. So this was his night to play the best role ever, and that is himself. And Angela saw that, and she said, you know what? This man is authentic. He has a great color palette that is all over his Hawaiian shirt right now.
And the daytime Emmy goes to Stacey for this speech.
English major. We write. We write speeches.
Oh, it took me years to weed out his Hawaiian shirt collection. It was just like one by one.
No, I full
like,
disclosure. My brother, my older brother, did the same thing. My older brother wore like a white wife beater and a Hawaiian shirt.
Yep.
Every day to school.
Done. Right. Yes. And for some reason, they thought that made them finished. And, ready for the day.
I mean, my brother also wore shorts for a literal year until he got so sick that he had to wear pants. And everyone was like, dude, where'd your ankles go?
What a slut showing his ankles all year round. My goodness.
Oh my God, that was fantastic. I love that it was your brother. That made me so happy.
Just know that I love
wah,
you.
Wah.
I know, okay. Right? Nailed
She's
it.
Like, I tried.
Get out of here.
3 weeks in, man. That's
oh my God.
3 weeks in.
And they're married. Yay!
Yeah.
Look at, there's hope for my awkwardness.
Certainly are.
Yes. You guys just celebrated what, 10 years?
10 years.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
10 years. Well, and we dated for 5 years. Well, mostly because we were in college, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're still like, you're growing, you're learning, you're growing up in front of each other.
No, figuring
you're,
out.
You're becoming human. You need a little bit more time when you're younger.
That makes sense.
I tell people all the time they're my real life relationship goal because I love them, but I'm so mad. I am.
Okay, leave that part out.
No.
Leave that scenario.
We'll
don't make that a goal for the guy.
That's fantastic.
Well, that is what my brother did, Stacey. No. Right,
Stacey, it's not a good match. He was like, how old was he at that point?
Gosh.
Like,
let's see.
Was he legally able to drink?
He was legally able to drink, so let's just say
he was 21.
Like, probably by a couple of months.
Right. So he's 21. See, now, Stacey, if you meet a guy now that does that.
Oh, unacceptable.
That's not okay.
There's
some rules as you get a little older.
There's. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Angela, are you going to hang out with us while I tell my crazy dating story?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's up to you guys.
We would love for you to stay.
Yes, you are hanging out.
Okay.
I'm a little upset.
If you need to go, and if you feel free to go, if you want to pipe in. Pipe away.
Pipes.
Okay, so I have a little bit of like a second date update. It's not a second date, though.
Second date update.
So a couple weeks ago, I was talking on the show about a guy that had sent me a very grammatically correct message, and really long, too.
Vocab all up in that piece.
And he offered for us to go to the outdoor mall Partridge Creek because they have the square footage for us to walk around. Verbatim, he said it twice.
Okay.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go. I'm going to see. He's putting in a lot of effort. And
what was his name?
His name was Corey.
Oh, Corey Matthews.
It wasn't like Corey Matthews.
Nah, because then you'd still be together.
Different since like kindergarten.
Topanga.
My name is not Topanga.
Oh.
So we met up. We did not meet up at Partridge Creek.
Outdoor shopping
area mall. So we met up, and as soon as we met up, you could tell that he had literally used a thesaurus for every word in his messages. Like, he had prepped and pre-screened, and then we could not. I can have a great conversation with a brick wall.
Ditto.
And I'll be like, you have a good one, brick wall. I'll see you later.
He said, "Kay, I'll stay here. I'll be here all week."
And I was like pulling teeth. And I'd be like, "So, what do you do?" And he's like, "Oh, I don't want to talk about me." And I'm like, okay. I mean, what did we think was going to happen?
Was he like studying you? This is kind of...
No, it was very much like, "Oh, I don't want to talk about me. What do you do?" And after like 20 minutes of me, like, I like to talk. So fine. You want me to talk about me? I'll talk about me.
All right, hair flip.
I'm pretty great.
Hair flip.
Wow, you're so fabulous.
There you go. So, but then eventually I'm sitting there and I'm like, but no, I mean, do you have any siblings? And he's like, oh, I don't want to talk about that.
I'm like, come on.
You don't want to talk about whether you have, like...
Maybe he was in the witness protection program.
I mean, then why is he dating?
Because he has needs.
Very valid.
And what he needs is Jesus.
So, needless to say, I mean, it wasn't the worst date in the world. I mean, it wasn't great. It was just, I mean, there's just not even a ton to talk about because I feel like I am very much open with the podcast listening audience.
Yes. Hey.
So you guys know about me. I mean, I could tell you everything I said, but it's basically the stuff I talk about in here.
He wanted to be good enough for you. That's what was happening there.
So, I feel like if he had had the ability to have, like, a thesaurus there, he'd have been like, hang on, this is what I'm trying to say.
Right. He's like using Google Translate.
Google Translate sounds smarter.
I did have an ex who actually... we just weren't vibing for a while, and part of that is because our education levels were different.
See?
And,
that's real.
I remember him calling the house, my parents' house.
No.
My mom was never a big fan. And she answered the phone, and she wanted to speak to me, and my mom said, actually, she's dating a nice boy right now, which was Matt.
Get it, Matt.
Curtis.
I don't think he's going to talk to you. He goes, well, can you just let her know that I worked really hard and I just got my GED? And I go, that was really sad and sweet.
He did that for you. Oh,
well, God, but, I hope he did it for him.
Well, I hope he did it for himself, but it feels like...
I thought it was interesting, like, oh, well, now I'm ready. Now we can have a conversation.
Now we can... Now I've done, I took that test.
I've had a couple of those.
I passed.
So I know, like, yeah, I've had a couple of those where they were just like, hey, like, you got your stuff together, but just wait for me. And I'm just like, say what now? Like, makes me so mad. I'm like, what's the point? How dumb would I look if I'm just like, oh, when he's done planting his seeds everywhere, I'll be here? Heck no.
I had that guy who we went on a date and it was a train wreck. And I told him at the end, I was like, listen, get your stuff together and call me. Like, we get along really well. But he had so much baggage.
Man.
And then I actually ran into him, like, last year. And this, because this was, like, 5 years prior. And I ran into him last year, and he was like, that totally stuck with me. I actually do have my stuff together. And I want you to meet my new fiance.
You mother father.
And I was like... Wow, great. Thanks.
You inspired him to greatness.
Right, and I'm really happy for him and his fiance. They're actually really, really nice and very cute together, so aww. Yay. Like, there's no jealousy, but I was a little salty about it.
Oh, heck yeah.
So, okay,
you're welcome.
Because of Angela's fantastic college story, I'm going to tell one of my terrible college stories. Okay, so
you gotta bounce it out.
I know, right?
I'm gonna
make you feel better. And it might be, maybe not. Okay, I talk a lot about the crazy guys and all the bad stuff that the guys do. But I also do stupid stuff myself.
What?
So I really liked this guy. His name was Carlton.
Oh, it's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
So I had a huge crush on him. And
who wouldn't?
Oh, my gosh. Like, it was bad. There was a point where... there's a point where you're friends with someone and you see the window of opportunity and you're like, okay, something's got to happen soon. So we were not of legal age to drink alcoholic beverages, but we were going to a party and he had a fake ID. So he's like, let's go to the liquor store. I'm like, okay. So we get to the liquor store and he's like, what do you want to drink? And I'm like, whatever you want to drink. Now, mind you, I was not like a heavy drinker before I was legal. I had done it a few times, but I was not versed enough to know what I wanted to drink.
That's
really did just drink whatever people had and not very much of it.
Right.
So I'm like, whatever you want to drink. And he's like, well, how about Captain's? And I'm like, okay.
Okay, the tone of your voice just shows us that there's imminent doom.
Oh, there's so much doom. There's so much doom
imminent
coming.
Imminent doom. That was beautiful. Beautiful.
So then he goes, well, what do you want to drink it with? And I'm like, whatever you want to drink it with. And he goes, do you want to drink it straight? I had no idea what that meant.
Oh.
And I was like, okay. So we get to this party with a fifth of rum and no chaser.
Oh.
Ew. Even people who like rum don't
like
rum.
I know, right?
Girl, preach.
So cue like 45 minutes into this party, and he and I have gone shot for shot for about 45 minutes, giving away maybe like 6 or 7 shots, and the fifth's gone. So, I remember much. I remember thinking, like, oh, I should go sit down. So I go sit down, and Carlton stays standing. Now, he was more of a drinker than I was, so even though he had drank just as much as I did, and we both were pretty gone, I was way worse than him. So I'm sitting there, and the party is at our friend's house, and their roommate is this chick who doesn't like me because I'm friends with the boys. I've always been friends with the boys. I have two brothers. I've always been friends with the boys. Girls don't like that. It's right. Whatever. It is what it is.
And we fine. Shoot. I'd be mad if I were them, too.
So she she sees that I'm sitting on the couch. She knows because I'm very shy and super quiet. Not at all. It's so clear that I like this boy. I'm following him around like a puppy. But she sees me sitting down. So she takes one of her friends and, like, sticks them on her. Or sticks her on him. So this girl starts flirting with him in the kitchen of this apartment. Now, I remember thinking in my head, I need to stop this.
Right?
Imminent doom.
Yes, man.
Oh, no.
I know
everyone. First, you have to get up.
Right. Well, I know everyone at this party. I try to get up. I can't get up. So I decide I'm just going to say it. Across the party.
No,
and I
Chels.
Shout across this entire party. What was the name? Carlton. I don't want to say his name.
Carlton.
Yeah, Carlton. I go, I really like you, Carlton. And I hope you like me.
Oh, my God. That was desperate sounding.
Oh, my God, right? It was so bad.
That's like something you say in your head, sweetie.
Right?
Well,
yeah.
She thought she did, probably.
So... my friends somehow convince him, because I was in marching band in college.
Yes.
My friends somehow convince him to walk me back to my apartment, which is across the way. My other roommate is there, so it's a safe situation. Like, don't be worried about anything like that. We get to the apartment. I don't remember any of this, by the way. He apparently sees my instrument, puts it together, and starts playing it horribly wrong.
Me.
Wakes up my roommate. She's just mad, which Duh. I would be too.
There's a drunken trombone player in the dorm room.
So, and I kind of described
myself in college.
She later told me that she thought it was me playing, and that's why she never told me about it. I was like, no, it was him. He told me about it the next day. So I get to my room, and I realize I'm going to puke. I should have puked way prior to that, but I realize I'm going to puke. And I remember saying to him, no, you won't like me if you see me puke. Preach. You have to leave. So... which, clearly, Angela's story is proof positive that that's not always true.
That wasn't your forever match.
Oh, so then he decides he's going to go to the kitchen and get me bread. Did you have bread in your fridge in college?
Heck no, I could only afford the peanut butter.
No, neither did I. Literally.
You know, I had a meal card and Pop-Tarts.
Thank you. And then I had some pop. Like, it was...
Right.
So he goes to the thing. My roommate had just gone to the store and she got these wheat tortillas. Like, they're so gross. And what I can understand must have been an epic battle between him and opening these wheat tortillas, because the next day there were tortillas everywhere. We moved out 6 months later. There were tortillas behind the fridge. I don't even know how it got back. There's a trail of tortillas to the bathroom. There's a pile on the counter.
Gosh.
My favorite part of this story is he leaves me because I'm clearly just in no sorts for conversation. You know what's funny? We still dated.
You see, if you really like the person, so, you will fight for them.
My friends come in.
I like that. I like that you are bold now. Why not?
My friends come in and I've apparently like passed out in between the wall and the toilet, and they get me to my bed. I wake up. They've left Laguna Beach on the TV, which is just awful when you have a hangover. It's awful anyway, when you have a hangover. Ugh. And then I can't reach my phone. Why? Okay, so you know how when you get drunk and your friends are like, put your one foot on the floor and one hand on the wall and you'll be fine, right?
I've never heard of that.
It actually, like, it centers you so your head stops spinning. My friends duct taped my foot to the floor and my hand to the wall. So I wake up.
That is love.
I can't reach the TV remote to turn off the TV. I can't reach my phone to call to anyone. So I just start crying because I've just accepted that this is how I die. Like, this is where my dad's going to find me.
Well, Laguna Beach is part of hell.
So
everything I read in the Bible points to that.
It's in Revelations.
So my roommate, I didn't even try to call my roommate. I assumed she was gone. I didn't know what time it was. So I'm just laying on my bed crying to myself, like, you know, that sobbing acceptance that you're going to, like, this is how it ends. I'm so sad. So and she walks in and she just sees me duct taped and she goes and grabs her camera.
That's a real
friend. Because you can't help a friend without taking a picture first.
True.
But yes, so there's my drunken I shouted across the... I heard that for years. Years after. I really like you, Carlton, and I hope you like me.
Well,
you said that exactly in the same voice of the same girl who was saying, "Whatever you think."
That was me that day. Like, I look back at my crush on this boy, and it was so ridiculous that I still think about it and go, "Oh my gosh."
Well, we're grown now. We don't get wasted anymore. We don't really drink anymore. So it's wonderful. Oh my goodness. Well, it's time to turn the embarrassment onto other people.
Oh yeah.
So
I was so excited about our college stories. I completely forgot about first impressions. So first impressions is when people send me messages on dating sites, and I comment about them. It's good because I only have three today, so we don't have. Wow. Yeah, I mean there's a bunch. Like I said, most of them are just hey or hey, you're beautiful,
and I'm like, duh.
Okay, so this guy,
I'm kidding. The picture. Everybody else can't.
So this is why I'm single.
This guy, his name is Chauncey.
Yeah,
Billa.
Chauncey. So Chauncey has a whole lot of smiley faces in this thing.
Gross.
So it says, "Well, hello, smiley face with a mustache." Didn't know
that's an option.
I didn't know smiley face with
an
option.
Must be an Android. Yeah. They get better options.
So my name is Chauncey. Very nice to kind of meet you.
Oh, that's kind of cute. Aww.
And then it says in parentheses, via the interwebs. And then another smiley face with a mustache.
Oh.
And then it says, hope to hear from you soon, smiley face with a mustache. Seriously, smiley face with a mustache.
Okay.
How serious are you when everything is ending?
Use your words.
Thank you. Also, his picture is a drum set. It's not a face.
What?
His picture is a drum set. There's not his face or anything. It's just...
So we don't even know.
I was going to ask you what his picture was, because I do know a Chauncey.
Does he have a mustache?
Well, I knew him in grade school, so I should hope so at some point. He got one. I don't know if he chose the cat.
But he got his GED, and he called a little too late.
All right.
I think the right? I know with like work emails, I'll have a couple because being an administrative assistant, executive assistant, holler. So when you get certain emails, and so you need to get in touch with third people, and they'll say, hey, nice to meet you. So I can get like where it came from with the interwebs.
I understand
but
it, but there was a lot of, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 smiley faces in this.
No. I just sent my first smiley
signs
face in an email last week.
Ooh. Look at you.
And it took like a long time for like that relationship to develop for me to send that. Granted, it's just professional, but still.
So continue. So this guy, I have an age range on my site thing.
Nice.
But they can still find me.
Ooh.
So it's when I search, the age range comes up.
Oh.
But other ages younger and older than my age range can just find me and send me messages.
Can I ask you what your age range is?
My age range.
It's hard to say, right? I keep wanting to say ranger.
My age range is 28 to 37.
Mine's the same.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's funny.
I used to only say my age or to 37, but then I found out Michael B. Jordan was a couple years younger, so I will go 2 years younger.
I have some very good friends of mine that are married, and it's a cougar situation. It's not like crazy cougar situation, but she is older, and they have a really great situation.
Like age doesn't matter.
No, I mean, somebody who's 21 comes and messages me, I'm going to be like,
I'm just like, listen, hey, right? I'm not babysitting.
Like that 18-year-old who asked me to take his virginity.
Oh!
I think I talked about that on the show, didn't I?
I did.
Maybe I didn't. Okay.
Next week. Tune in next week.
Wait a minute. So both of you are telling me that if you just had a great time with a 36-year-old and you found out after the fact that he was 36, that you would be like, oh, you're out of the AR.
No. It's hard to I wouldn't sit here and be, now mind you, I used to be really stingy, and I'd be like, they can't be older or younger than any of my brothers, which only gives me, like, not even a year under and, like, 2 years older.
Dang.
So, that is pretty tight.
Yeah, like, it's a little tight there. If I met somebody and he was 40 and everything was great, then, yeah, that's awesome, and that works perfect. I'm not going to look at his age and be like, no. However, I did with this guy.
For me, I get hit on by a lot of old dudes, and I hate it because I'm like, I have a father. Thank you. So that's why I'm just like, no. That's why I'm just like, no, oldest I've ever dated is 37 years old. It's not true. I'm just saying I'm open to that. But I can't stand it when, like, 50-year-olds come at me. I'm like, you're disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
That's
so,
blah. Yeah. This guy's
Sometimes
name.
Sometimes they get real bold when they're
exactly.
old.
Exactly.
This,
yeah.
this guy's name is Chucky.
He's a doll until nighttime.
Okay, so the profile, his message isn't so bad, but I'm going to tell you how old he is after.
Okay.
Hello there, my name is Chucky. I was browsing and came across your profile and pictures where you caught my eyes and curiosity. I said to myself, here is a lady looking for a level-headed guy with his life in order. So I ask, being a curious guy, this is all one message, by the way.
Dang.
I ask, being a curious guy, how are you doing on your search for romance on your end?
Dude, how often is he talking to himself while talking to you?
Probably.
In the mirror. Today is going to be a good day, you handsome fellow.
How's your day going for you today? I was also wondering if you get a moment in your schedule, check out my profile and pictures. Get back to me by a message saying if there's a chance. I hope to look forward to hearing from you. That's the whole message. So, this man is 65 years old.
Oh, no.
See,
he is older than my dad.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Unacceptable.
Why? He is so much older. That is not okay.
Thank
you. Like, I'm not opposed to somebody. If they're 40 and we get along, great. Right. But, like, you gotta go for your, at least, like, he has the wrong age
range.
Is there
a picture?
There is. I mean,
he's... Does he look like grandpa-esque? Oh, he looks...
He's salt and peppery, and he's kind of got a bigger nose.
He doesn't look 65.
He doesn't look 65. I will give him that.
See, that's the other thing. That's the other thing. So I have one friend.
He only looks 54. He only gets the senior discount at some places.
Right. But the Denny's off of Telegraph is really cracking down. They kicked him out, don't you know? But, I was talking to my one friend, and so she's sophisticated, she's a doctor, all this other stuff, and she looks really young for her age. And so a lot of times she gets, like, she was just like, what was it? It was her dad, I think, that was talking to her. And so it was, like, she was visiting her parents, and, like, some neighbors came over, and they brought their son over. They went to school together. They're just like, oh, we didn't know. Like, oh, is that your grandkid? They're like, no, that's my daughter. Like, she's in her 30s, and she's a dentist. But she just looks so young and all that stuff.
I mean,
so that's
good
the other
for
thing.
Her.
Right. She's gorgeous. I will call
Drink
her.
Water.
I'll call her Cameron.
Water
drinks. Drink water.
Water does help with aging.
Right? It's the truth. But that's what I get nervous about, because I do not find older people attractive. So I'm just like, do I look older? And that's why they come at me?
No, I don't know. No, because I get just as many creepy messages from the young, although that young guy with the virginity thing, he was like,
we're going to pray for him.
Oh, yeah.
Pray
he's
for
weird.
Him.
He was weird. Okay, my last one.
My last one.
This guy's name is Cedric.
The entertainer?
Cedric.
Doubtful.
Okay.
Hi. Glad to come across your profile. You are such a breath of fresh eight. He meant air, but he typed eight.
I'm sorry. Is this a scratch and sniff app?
You are such a breath of fresh eight with no obscene pictures and more information about yourself.
Oh,
I have
what?
A dog. End of message. Aww. End of message.
Once again, I think it's someone that listens to the show, because you went on the date with the one guy because you really liked his dog.
I'm telling you.
No obscene pictures and more information about yourself. I have a dog.
Oh, my word. Does it say how old he is?
He's 30.
Oh, hey, 30.
Hey, 30.
Hey. Side note, speaking of people that listen to the show, can I just say that this beautiful, talented artist that's on the phone with us, she's calling from California.
They know how to party.
Hey.
Oh, my goodness. Well, can you believe that it's been an hour?
Sometimes we talk a lot. I have to say, Stacey and I, for having a podcast, you'd think we wouldn't talk like more on the phone separately. We'll have like hour and a half conversations still on the phones.
It's true.
We've always been like that.
It's the truth.
So we always go, oh, I wonder if we'll actually have stuff to talk about. And then we laugh because
we're still going
because we do that.
Right.
But yeah, thank you so much for coming on, Angela. Thank you so much.
I enjoyed every second of it. And now I will let my husband and son in the house.
All right, you go do that.
They were banned. Oh, they were banned.
That's fair. That's fair.
As long as he's not puking, I'm so upset. I'm so upset.
He's going to get a strongly worded FaceTime.
Right. There goes his Christmas strongly present. Worded. Goodness.
All right. Well, I'm Chelsea.
I'm Stacey.
And this is Reasons Why I'm Single. Thanks, guys.
Find us on iTunes. Give us 5 stars.
Five stars on iTunes.
Okay.
This is a previously recorded episode.